Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And so Jeremiah, the prophet, did what they asked. He sought the Lord. Verse 7. And it came to pass after 10 minutes that he knew what the Lord was saying. Huh? It came to pass late that afternoon. He got the direction. It what? It came to pass after 10 days, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. This was the direction from the Lord. We're talking about hearing from God, being led by the Lord. Now, at the end of day one, did Jeremiah know what to do? How about at end of day three, did he know what to do? Day five. End of a week, 7 days, did he know what to do?
No.
So what do you have to do then?
Keep on.
Huh? Wait, not just passive waiting to see if you're going to get anything. No, expectant waiting.
Yes.
Believing you'll see, believing you'll know, but understanding if I don't see it, I don't see it. If I don't have it yet, I don't have it yet. So if you don't have the direction yet, are you ready to make the decision?
No.
Are you ready to make commitments?
No.
What if people are pressuring you? They say, we got to have an answer in 5 days. What if they'd have told Jeremiah, now we got deadlines. We got to know, we got to hear back from God in 5 days. Well, he didn't hear from God till 10 days. Patience. Everybody say patience.
Patience.
Go to the Psalms, please. Psalm 25. Psalm 25. In Psalm 25 and verse 3. 25:3. He said, yea, let none that wait on you be ashamed. If you wait in expectation on the Lord, will you be disappointed?
No.
Will he come through for you?
Yes.
Every time. But how many understand, you can't get tired of waiting and go, look, I got places to go and things to do. I haven't heard from him. Now, don't misunderstand me. This doesn't mean you're just in your bedroom on your knees for 10 days. He might have been. I don't know. But how many understand you can wait on the Lord in your heart as you go through your daily routine about a particular thing? You've asked him for direction. You've asked him to show you. And in your heart, it's kind of like you're waiting for the email to come to show up on your screen. You know it's coming. Well, you're waiting for that witness to come up in your spirit. You know it's coming. And you're waiting on the Lord. And when you wait on him in faith like that, as you go through your day, maybe it's a day, maybe it's two, maybe it's a week, maybe it's a month. But how many understand you will not be disappointed, you will not be ashamed, the Lord will show you.
Amen.
He will give you the direction. He said, let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Verse 4, does this have to do with direction? Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. What's the next phrase? On you do I wait all the day. Now that doesn't mean you're just sitting on a chair somewhere waiting for God. In your heart, you've asked for things, you're looking for things, and so you are expectantly waiting for his response and his direction. But it might not come the same day. Right? You might not get clear on it the first week. I'm convinced through my own experience and in many other people that I've endeavored to help, people miss it so much of the time by moving too fast. Moving too fast. They haven't heard from God. They haven't got direction. They don't have peace, but they got pressure and they got deadlines and we got to do something, so they do something. They make a decision. They mess up and it costs them. It costs them. Need to hear from the Lord. And you ask Him and then you wait on Him in your heart. Go to the 37th Psalm, please. Psalm 37. This whole Psalm is wonderful along this line. But let me just bring out a couple of these phrases. Psalm 37, let's look at the 7th verse. Rest in the Lord and what? Wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself. Don't fret. Because of him that prospers in the way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. You got to stay cool. Everybody say, stay cool.
Stay cool.
Stay cool. You know, they have a saying. I just came out of flight training. And they got a saying, no fast hands in the cockpit. Now, you'd think if your engine's on fire that you'd want to see how quick you could do something about it. But not so. If you just took off and you're just climbing away, first thing you want to do is get that airplane to a safe altitude. You're too low to the ground to be doing any smart, quick things. The co-pilot says, we got a fire. You say, all right, we're flying the airplane. What are we doing? Nothing. Fly the airplane. Get to a safe altitude. Level off. Get things sorted out. That way, if we dip a wing, we're not going to hit the ground. We're a few thousand feet above the ground now. Okay, pull the power back a little bit on that engine. Let's wait 10 or 15 seconds. Yeah, but it's a flame out there. Wait 10 or 15 seconds. Sometimes it'll go out by itself when you just reduce the power. It didn't go out. Okay, let's arm the fire bottle. How many know what I'm talking about? People say, well, we've only got a minute to do this. Yeah, but a minute's longer than you think. See what I'm saying? But if you just reach up and do something, there's been cases where people shut down the good engine. Now they got one dead engine and one on fire. It's happened. There's been people that shut down an engine too close to the ground and crashed. I mean, it's just crazy thing. Just get in a hurry. Don't get in a hurry. First of all, what's going on? We don't want to cause a bigger problem. Well, your life is that way too, isn't it? Just because something happens, oh, we got a crisis. We got a big situation. No, sit down. First thing you need to do is sit down. Check your heart. God's on the throne. He knows more about what's going on here than you do. You just see a small part of the picture. What do I need to do, Lord? Ask Him. And then check your heart. And don't be hasty. Don't fret. Don't be in a hurry to do something. How many understand, does it bear witness with your spirit? Do you know what I'm talking about? That people miss it so many times by moving too fast. Yes. They move too fast. Amen. They just do something. And then go, I shouldn't have done that. Well, no, but now you've got more problems. Everybody say patience.
Patience.
Peace.
Peace.
How many believe God is stressed out?
No.
There's a lot of junk going on in the earth. Is He fretting this morning on the throne? Is He wrapping the arm of the throne with His fingers going?
Nope.
Is He sitting up there going, my, what am I going to do with that bunch? Is He?
No.
Is He stressed at all?
No.
Is He not the God of peace?
Yes.
He's also called the God of patience in the New Testament. God of patience. I don't know how many times I've heard Christians, even ministers say, well, that's just one thing I'm short on. My patience is just not what it ought to be. And they act like that's okay. That is not okay. You really don't have any more faith than you do patience. That's a whole other message, but you don't. A lot of people can believe God for a day and a half, but you got to have the patience undergirding your faith that you can believe God week after week, month after month. Staying, that staying power, that enduring. That's the people that get the blessings. That's the people that hear from God. Amen. How many times people give up when they were so close? Because see, the devil's going to pour the pressure on the greatest when you're the closest to that breakthrough, to that big financial blessing, or to that revelation, or to that direction. I mean, sure, he's going to put the pressure on the strongest when you're so close.
Yeah.
Pressure to quit. Pressure to give up. Oh, but when you learn how the Lord is.
Amen.
That, you know, that this is one of the things that impresses me, one of the things that impresses me the most about our God is His amazing patience. Oh, I mean, He'll say something that He's going to do or something that's going to happen. Sure enough, 1,000 years later, you talk about patience with people. I mean, you're ready to skin them and tan their hides, and He's not even really put out with them that much yet. Patient. Long suffering. How many understand that reveals deep strength? Doesn't it? Great and deep strength. Is God strong? Is He stressed? No. Is He vexed? Is He frustrated? No. No. He is the God of peace. No matter what He sees in the earth, no matter what He hears, He has spoken His word, and He believes in Himself that that word will prevail over all, and it will come to pass. And it will.
Yeah.
You and I must operate that way.
Amen.
We must become imitators of God,
yeah,
as dear children, like the scripture says. Thank you, Lord. Let me read another couple of verses here, and then let's move along. He said, verse 8, cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. Skip down to verse, this whole psalm is good. You should read it sometime if you're interested more in this. In verse 23, the steps of a good man are what? Ordered by the Lord. Actually, the word good is in italics there. So don't overemphasize that. It just says the steps of a man are ordered by the Lord. And He delights in His way. And then on down to the 37th verse. Mark the perfect man. And behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Peace. Peace.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R201. That's R201. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.